Wow, welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. I have got to write a new theme song, but I do like Fancy Nancy and I do like Gitchy Garments. You can't really go wrong with that, can you? Okay. It's all fun. Okay, what do we got going on today? I'll have to check my email to see if anybody has anything to promote, and I will promote it. Actually, I have something to promote. Okay, I will tell you right now. I will promote, hang on. Okay, let's see. I will be at the Comic Strip Live Comedy Club, 1568 2nd Avenue, between 81st and 82nd. Okay, and that is Thursday the 27th. I'll be the special guest. The show is from 5:30 to 7:30. A bunch of talented folks performing. Thank you, Gladys Smith and Jean Kim. So please check that out. I'm going to make that bigger so I can find it later. And then let me see if my friend Gordon has checked in with me today. Also, my books are available on Amazon, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd buy some soon. Okay. All righty. That's my busy phone lines ringing away, and here we go. All right, let's see if we can find something to promote me.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
I do think that is self-promoting, don't you? Yes, I do. Let's see. I like to start a little Tom Carosa, of course, as usual. But I always play the same thing, so I want to try to play something that I haven't played before, some Carosa. Let's see, Carosa, what haven't I played before? Okay, here's a timid symbol.
Ah, that was Madame Tonga, and her magic underwear. And now, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, before you cast your final vote, we have a surprise audition. He just came in from the rain. He is very nervous. Please welcome number 22. S'il vous plaît.
Tom Carosa, check him out. Very good. A little laugh. I'm slow on the pickup today, but it is Friday, so what are you going to do? Don't forget my television show tonight. The Nancy Lombardo Show airs at 7 p.m. Okay, that's three channels in Manhattan, and that's live at www.mnn.org, the Lifestyle Channel, number 2. Check that out. I'll post it on my Facebook if you forget. Okay, let's keep it going with what we got here. I have funny songs and I have funny bits. So let's try and find a funny bit for you. Okay, how about Sir Camille Theobald?
Dear deli cashier. Okay, I get it. You're old. But that doesn't mean it's okay to hit on all of your female customers. You know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy. And he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks. So, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything. Anything for free at all. And you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. This is 2012, where that's kinda considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still! Just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky-winky. No touchy-touchy. And no looky-uppy-downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They took me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining, and they make you laugh.
Here we go. How about a
good? Good, I like that. Good clapping. Yeah. Why aren't you clapping? God damn it! You know, you look out in the audience, you have people to clap, and they're sitting on their ass with their hands, you know? Clap for this person. She's a good friend of mine. She's a fellow friar. We're friars. We're fucking friars. How do you like that? Yeah. And I know all the stuff that she's done, but I want you to know, I don't want to miss anything, okay? She just filmed the new Colin Quinn show that's going to be on NBC, okay? Nickelodeon, All My Children, PBS, numerous commercials, you'll notice her, all right? She's usually playing an Italian peasant, okay? But that's what it says here in my notes, you know, but... She's also had the audacity and to sing in front of Barbara Streisand. So she is hot, one of the hot picks of Comedy and Entertainment Weekly a few years back. Please welcome a dear friend of mine, Nancy Lombardo.
Scream for no reason. You're way too relaxed, sir. Straighten up. Oh, God, look at that. Hi, pretty couples. What a beautiful room. This is a really pretty people. I should have wore makeup. I don't know. You guys look so pretty. I like it. I like it. It's all good. It's all good. I hear from Michelle Ballin, huh? Right? She's something. We're good friends, Michelle Ballin, so I can make fun of her, right? It's okay. I love Michelle Ballin. She's just one of the most generous comedians and wonderful people. And if you know Michelle Ballin, she's one of those people who will take time to give you her full divided attention. She will take the time because you're important to her. So if you want to talk to Michelle, she is there for you. She is there for you. I'll give you a typical conversation with my good friend Michelle Ballin. Hi, Michelle. How you doing? What? What day is it? Am I on a cruise? What country is this? Did I have a mango for lunch? I don't remember. Who are you again? Linda? Linda who? Do I know you? What day is it? That's, you gotta love her, right? Yeah, you know that. That's smart, Michelle. She's so fun. I had Michelle as a house guest for about a week, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun because she is a cleaning maniac. I came into my kitchen. I'd gone to bed. She stayed up. I came into my kitchen, and all my cabinets were scrubbed white. I was like, I walk in, and I go, look, what happened here? Did I paint the kitchen in my sleep? And that was her. She cleaned everything. But there's a backlash to Michelle's cleaning, okay? Because Michelle likes to ask a lot of questions. So the bonus to being her friend is you will lose 5 pounds answering all of her questions. You will lose 5 pounds, but you got to love her. Michelle, we're so glad to see you here on land as opposed to seeing your feet on Facebook in Aruba, Puerto Rico, Spain, India. Just rub it in that none of us are doing anything. And you're on a cruise again. And she always comes back with something interesting. Michelle always comes back with something interesting. I got vanilla. I got vanillas from around the world. Vanillas. Look, I got another vanilla. I got vanilla. She's like a vanilla junkie. I don't know what they're putting in it. Behind her ear, perfume, I don't know. Vanilla. She loves that vanilla. I like that. And then I think, was it a year ago? Michelle went away and she came back with a giant tattoo on her arm. Does anybody have tattoos, by the way? Yeah? That's very painful. I don't think I like that. But she came back with a tattoo. I do like tattoos, though. I like tattoos on people because I was walking down the street the other day. I find them fascinating. It's like reading a story. I saw a man with a tattoo, and it was a woman. She's like this. Engulfed in flames, so I had to ask. I said, sir, is that your mother, your girlfriend, a felony pending? I saw another man, he was taking off his shirt in the summertime. He had this beautiful tattoo on his back. So I just keep following him, you know, I'm following him, and I'm reading it, and I see he's going to turn around. I said, sir, can you stop, please? Can you pull down your pants? I want to see how it ends. Okay. All right, enough about Liz Michelle. Enough about her. We love her. We love her. Let's hear it for Michelle. You gotta love her. She said so. All right, enough about you. Let's talk about me, me, me. Nancy. I'm a new age woman. Yes, I am. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met him the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. So cute, I love that about him now. I've been married a long time, in a relationship. Who's been in a long-term relationship? Yeah, how long?
38.
Ooh, you win. Anybody else? Just us. Okay, sir, you're buying drinks. We're the only people who can commit. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I said the secret to a good marriage or any good relationship is you got to have date nights, right?
Yep.
Date nights.
Tonight.
Twice a week, you go out, good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. So well. Really works for us. And then another thing is diets. My husband's always on some kind of crazy fad diet. This week it was coconuts and bananas. That's his new diet. Before that it was nuts. Now it's coconuts and bananas. I'm just going to eat coconuts and bananas. Don't give me nothing else, even if I ask for it. Just coconuts and bananas. Make sure I stick to that diet. Coconuts and bananas. Oh, he hasn't lost any weight. But boy, can he climb a tree. Go, the little monkey man. Go. Oh, it's so cute. They say the secret to dieting is portion control, right? So I found a little secret I'm going to share with you. Wear your reading glasses when you eat. Oh, I'll never finish that. Oh, maybe I will. Oh, I'll never finish that. Maybe I will. Oh, I'll never finish that. Right? Oh, God. I'm really happy with my weight because I want to share something with you. I weigh the same weight I weighed 20 years ago. Of course, I was 9 months pregnant. But I think that's very important. Very important. And I got my friends. Oh, gosh. Yoga. They're always trying to get me to do yoga. That ain't happening, yoga. The closest I can get to yoga is yogurt. That's as close. And those little lids are becoming really hard to rip off. I'm like, ugh. They're like childproof, right? I give up, I stick a straw in it, I'm done. Yogurt. Okay, I got my probiotics. Are you happy, Jamie Lee Curtis? I got it now, all right? Yogurt. Oh, exercise. I can't exercise. It's not for me. It's for healthy people. You know? It's for people who want to sweat. I don't want to sweat. You know what? Oh, by the way, don't vote for Hillary because she's a woman. Vote for her because she's been through menopause. After that, everything else is gravy. She can handle anything after that, right? That's a reason to vote for people. All right, a little bit more about me. I have a little confession to make. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? She was ahead of her time. She's very good too. She always has these Spanish mom wisdom. She used to share with me these Spanish mom wisdoms, these cliches, or cliches, as she called it. Mira, Nancy. Listen to these cliches. is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You had me up until clown, Mom. Lost me a clown. Not buying it. She did give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Leah, not see, I manage like a chew. Pick one up, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man-child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I love being a mom. I really did. And I always wanted to be there to answer all his little questions. I'll never forget he was this big and he asked me, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his little eyes and said, well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was growing up. I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow. And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I was 12 years old and read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Well, with that in mind, I did a little research to help you all out in case you still don't know. And I found a little known Irish reproduction ballad, but I'm going to have your help with this. So when I go like this, you guys go, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, the stroking of a hand. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But once such a laddie swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream, she had only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Give yourself a hand. Awesomeness! Awesomeness! Now I don't want you guys tomorrow. The stroking of a hand, the stroke. That's going to be like the whole thing, right? That's what I think. People are going to like. I'm texting that right now. My brother-in-law doesn't know shit. Okay, here we go. All right, so it's like that. Oh, we're having fun here. Such a really good-looking crowd, very attractive people, except for you, sir. You look very confused. And yes, you, sir, with the beard action going on. Yeah. Oh, now he's laughing. Thank you. I have a beard. When did that happen? Okay. What's your name, sir?
Dang it.
What do you do for a living, dang it?
Consulting.
Consulting in what, dang it?
Financial services.
Can you be more vague? What's your favorite food?
French fries.
A wonderful food source, French fries. Often served as a meal to bearded men. Okay, do you have any hobbies? He's a catch. What a keeper. Drinking and French fries. I wouldn't let him go. Marry him now. Drinking and French fries. Drinking's your hobby, huh? Yeah. And French fries are your favorite food? You make my job really hard. Dang it. What a coincidence, sound man. I happen to have written a song about your life. And it goes like this. Hit it. Dang it.
What's your name?
Paige.
Paige, I'll do a little dance for him.
Announcement, and I'm looking forward to it because my book is on the way. I can't wait for this. Such an important book coming out. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and there's a new book by best-selling author Eve O. Schwab. I've had her and Steve and Eve on my show before, and her book is called Year of No Garbage, and that is coming out. And so here's what happened. Eve and her family spent a year in 2020 creating zero garbage. And her memoir is both hysterically fun and reveals an eye-opening investigation about the lies surrounding recycling and what is biodegradable. It's both a fun read and an alarming at the same time. Okay, and she's going to be my guest sometime in May as soon as I read that book, which will be really quickly. It should get here any day. So you want to check out that book, Eve O. Schwab, Year of No Garbage. Check that out. Google it and you can find it. Let's see. I have some information here. Hold on. Yes, see. Recycling lies, plastic problems, and one woman's trashy journey to zero waste. Year of no garbage. I love it. The year of no garbage. Check that out. Okay. So she's going to be a guest on my upcoming show. You want to check it out. She's an artist. Her and her husband are just do a great thing. So you check that out. Eve O. Schwab, Year of No Garbage. All right. We've reached the end of my show, so I'm going to have to say watch my TV show tonight. That's at www.mnn, that's like my Nancy.org, Lifestyle Chasing Station 2, or it's on three channels in Manhattan, and usually I post on my Facebook, so follow me on Facebook as well. Okay, thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo, and don't forget to check out my books on Amazon, Nancy Lombardo, Musings and a Pocket Full of Confidence, two books. Go buy them. Big kiss. Bye-bye. B-U-Y. B-U-Y.